They now realize how valuable you are, but it's too late. They've finally seen your greatness, recognizing the qualities you had all along. They took you for granted, treating you as if you didn't matter. To them, you were just there, unnoticed like a gem they didn't know they had. Being with you was like winning the lottery, a grand prize they didn't appreciate. You were their blessing, their trophy, but they didn't realize it. They were with you and failed to understand how lucky they were. Time has passed, and now they've grown wiser. It's not that much time, but enough for them to realize the mistake they made. Unfortunately, they understood it too late, and you have already moved on. Now they sit with regret, realizing what they lost. If only they had cherished you, shown gratitude, and appreciated the relationship, things would have been different. You both could still be together, holding hands. But a lack of gratitude severed the bond that connected you, the bond that brought love, joy, and abundance into the relationship. While you were trying to make things work, they were elsewhere, not appreciating your efforts. You pointed out what needed to change, but they weren't listening. Instead of being present with you, their focus was somewhere else, and you began to wonder if the relationship could continue. Eventually, you reached your limit. Whether they left, or you were the one to end it, it didn't matter. The relationship had to end because the way they treated you no longer aligned with what you deserved. Your paths had grown apart, and the connection was lost. They were never truly there for you. Instead of being loyal, they betrayed your trust. They were unfaithful, dishonest, and now they want to come back into your life. But why should you let them? If they return, the same problems will repeat. They'll treat you poorly again, just like they did before. They had plenty of chances to appreciate your worth, but they never did. If they had, you both would still be together, holding hands, but they failed to see what was right in front of them. Their attention was always elsewhere, chasing after temporary distractions, shiny objects that caught their eye. This type of person moves from one thing to another, never realizing they had a treasure all along. You were their pearl, their precious stone, their blessing. But when the relationship ended, their blessing was lost too. You were the one who helped them grow, who supported them through it all. The relationship had to end because the two of you were no longer a good fit. Your paths diverged, and now that it's over, they finally see what they've lost. It's like the old saying goes, you don't miss the water until the well runs dry. They took your presence for granted, assuming you would always be there. But now they're facing a drought, and nothing seems to be going right for them. They didn't realize you were the one who kept them afloat, the one who gave them the strength they needed. And now they're left to face the consequences of their actions, missing what they once had but can never get back. They are jumping from person to person, but the new person isn't giving them what they had with you. They keep searching for you in someone else, hoping to find the same qualities, but they come up empty. They catch themselves thinking, if only this person were like you. But no matter how hard they look, they can't find the kindness, strength, or other great traits you had. They miss you because they can't find your qualities in anyone else. That's why they want you back now. But after everything they put you through, the disrespect, the hurt, you can't allow that negative energy back into your life. You don't need that suffering again. It was never about you, it was about them. They're the ones in pain now, remembering what they lost. But they had their chance and threw it away. Now it's too late. You've grown, moved on, and become someone new. You might not even be attracted to them anymore. They simply aren't your type. Today you see things differently. They aren't who you need in your life. Yet they still reach out, sending messages, pretending like nothing has changed, hoping for a second chance. But now that you've moved on, they only realize what they lost. They'll wish they hadn't messed up. People often say, success is the best revenge. While you're not seeking revenge, simply focusing on your own growth and becoming a better version of yourself is enough. When they see how much you've improved, they'll finally understand what they let slip through their fingers. They now look at you thinking, what did I let go? They see the amazing person you've become, and it hits them hard. Their life feels miserable now, and they want to drag you into that misery. It's often said that misery loves company, and they want you to share in their unhappiness. But you won't let that happen. You are moving forward, growing, and reaching new heights each day without them. They cry out now, realizing too late what they've lost. When they had you, They didn't appreciate you. They took you for granted, and now, after the relationship has ended, they want you back. But the answer is no. They want to be part of your life again, but it's not possible. You're heading in different directions, and there's no way to walk hand in hand anymore. They missed their chance. They only realize your true value now, but it's too late. They've just now begun to see how special you are, how you carry an abundance mindset, and they want to be a part of it. But their time has passed. Maybe there's still hope for them, though. If they change, if they raise their energy and start showing gratitude for the good things in life, they might find someone else. When people become better versions of themselves, there's always hope. But they will never find someone exactly like you. That opportunity has come and gone. They knew they weren't treating you right, and now the door to your heart has closed. They had their chance, but they blew it. You've moved on, and there's no going back to what once was. In the relationship, you gave so much, but all they did was take. They violated the balance of giving and receiving. A healthy relationship is built on both people contributing, but they only entered it to take. Some of them were only there to use you, always taking and never giving anything back. A relationship like that is doomed to fail. If one person gives and the other just takes, it's only a matter of time before things fall apart. That's just how life works. Both people must give, love, and respect each other for it to last. They didn't do that, and now they want to come back and repeat the same pattern. But you already know the answer. It's no. They're facing the consequences of their actions. What you give is what you receive. This is the law of karma, the law of cause and effect. If they had planted good seeds, they would still be enjoying a loving relationship with you today. But they didn't. Just like you can't plant an apple tree and expect grapes, they can't expect love and respect when they didn't offer any. Now, they're living with regret. Whoever is in their life now will never treat them as well as you did. They feel sorry, sad, even depressed. But there's nothing you can do to fix it. The most you can offer is a kind thought, a positive wish, or a prayer. You were their blessing, but they walked away from it, and now that blessing is gone. They are left to face the emptiness that comes from taking without giving. Even though they may feel lost now, hope isn't completely gone for them. They still have a chance if they keep improving themselves and aligning with what they truly want in life. As for you, you keep thriving no matter what. You're doing well, even after they left. You continue to grow because you made the decision to walk away from something that wasn't good for you. You left because you weren't happy. If things had been working out, you would have stayed. But something wasn't right, and that's not your fault. Don't feel sad, guilty, or blame yourself. Things are as they are. Just keep winning, keep growing, and keep becoming more. This journey is about forward movement, and I'm sending you lots of positive energy. The rain may fall sometimes, but the sun always comes out eventually. Both the rain and sunshine are blessings. It's all about how you choose to see them. Sending you love and positivity. Oh, and if you're enjoying this, don't forget to click the like button. It really helps with the YouTube algorithm. I also love reading your comments. It's always uplifting to see such amazing thoughts shared in the chat. God bless you, and may you manifest everything your heart desires. They may cry now, regretting how they let you go. They didn't appreciate you when they had the chance, and now they want you back. But it's too late. It is what it is. One love to you. Keep moving forward because you deserve the best.